This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, April 23rd. God's word for you today is, watch it. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 14, verse 8. And it says, but my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Your attitude truly determines your altitude. In many cases, it is your attitude that writes you off, not the opposition. It is the attitude that you have that determines whether you can take that mountain or not. The reason many people are not promoted is their attitude and not their skill. How come it is that person that is always getting promoted? It is because when it comes to work, he puts on a good attitude. Some foolish people go to work with the attitude of, I do not sing the boss's praises. I do not suck up to the boss. They use that as an excuse for their bad behavior, for their bad attitude. I am not saying you should suck up senselessly, but your boss' success should be of interest to you. In fact, when he sees that you are solving his problems, that is where your promotion lies. So, show up and say to your boss, sir, I am loyal, but how can I do that? Just do it. Ask, sir, what problem do you have for me to solve today? I am here to solve your problems, sir. I do not even want you to think about anything. If you have any problems, just think of me. I am not saying you should necessarily be that dramatic, but I am just saying, let that message be clear and see if you will not be promoted. Promotion does not come from the east or from the west, but from God. He lifts up one and brings down another. Psalm chapter 75, verse 6. Please read. But guess what? In many cases and in many situations, God will require another man to lift you up, and it is tied to your attitude. If your attitude stinks, such people will not want to have anything to do with you. It is your attitude that determines how you climb. Caleb's attitude was, if God is with me, I am going to take this mountain. If God is for us, we are going to take this mountain. So, we see that it is not possible for you to stand in awe of God and be in awe of giants at the same time. Joshua chapter 14 verse 8 says, but my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. Who are these brothers? God listed their names in the scriptures in Numbers chapter 13 verse 4 to 16. Please read. Do you know why God listed their names? It is so that you and I can see that it went down in history. Every stand you take for God or against God goes down in history. Every stand. Think about it. If you are Raphu, now with the Lord, sitting with a cloud of witnesses, and you're seeing your son Palti, afraid of giants, when his mates, Joshua and Caleb, are standing strong for God, how would you feel? May none of us be ashamed of our children in Jesus' mighty name. Let us pray. Father, I ask that according to your word, that you take out the stony, stubborn heart and give me a new heart, one that is sensitive to your will, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.